I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app that helps keep kids safe online. Follow the link in the show notes to get more information and a special promotion for you, the Backseaters. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, directly across from me, in our back room, / recording studio, / our daughter's room, in beanbags and study buddies, is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
I just had a half a iced best drink ever from Better Buzz.
Woo!
We are vibing.
Yep.
And subscribing. to this podcast and to
that's a good shirt.
Vibing and, subscribing. Oh man.
With it like an IN subscribing.
Oh man, I think we might have a new Patreon shirt.
New level.
Vibing and subscribing. Yeah. I think we might have to we'll see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. But speaking of Patreon, it's too early for that. But I will just say thank you, you patrons. You guys are wonderful. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a way that you can give a little more and get a little more from us. Mm-hmm. DustinNickerson.com. No, just kidding. Well, yeah, you can get there through that. You guys know how links work. If you want to find it, you will find it. Anyways, we are here to talk about a lot of things, but primarily we're going to tell you, I don't know, Stephen hasn't uploaded this podcast yet because we're recording it right now. It's Monday night. We're recording it. It's the day before you guys are listening to it. This, I don't know what he's going to call it, but what I've affectionately called this episode is, holy crap, we have a high schooler.
Mm-hmm.
We drove by Joel's school today, and I twice. I mean, and I picked him up. Every day you go, there's the band. The high school band's outside practicing, which is funny. That's a COVID thing, right?
I just think it's a California thing.
I don't know what it is, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're always in the parking
lot.
It
makes it feel so much like high school, you know? So the band.
And then the flag.
And then just all the kids and the flag spinners. And there's kids driving. And we drove by to go pick up Gloria. And I saw a girl who it looked like she had skipped a period, was coming back and was trying to sneak back on campus. Was not wearing enough clothes, and I was and looked like maybe she might have had a cigarette in her hand. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that kid goes to school with my kid. Like, that's like, that's, I'm not trying to shame her on not enough clothes. What I mean is they will tell her to put clothes on when she goes to school. But that's the point. You see, kids, but you know what I mean.
Liberal
the point is,
Felix with the dress code.
We have a high schooler, and we are in. The you know what it is it's clueless. Like, we this is like Southern California high school. We didn't go to Southern California high school.
No,
but these kids are walking outside, they're cool.
It absolutely is clueless, especially because 90s fashion is all back.
Exactly, it's full-on clueless. Not as much money, we don't live in that nice of an area, because wasn't it clueless like Beverly Hills or whatever? It's wild times. But before we get into talking about having a kid in high school and what that's like for us as parents and how much Melissa is just wishing she was a fellow student of Joel's. Melissa's like, I don't want to be in the PTA. Like, I want to be one of the, I want to be an ASB.
I like running stuff.
You do love running stuff. So, well, we'll get into that a little bit. But before we do, two quick things. Welcome to any new fans who mm-hmm. would have met or discovered us over the weekend or this last week through a couple different avenues. One, doing Jamie Ivey's podcast. It's a big podcast. Thank you for listening to that and landing here on our little podcast about family that me and my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson, do together. Also, any new fans that would have seen me in Minneapolis or St. Louis touring with former child star, now theater act, Taylor Tomlinson.
Yes.
Sold out like, they weren't sold out, but they were like, oh, she was adding shows. I mean, two of them were sold out.
Some sold out, yeah.
Huge theaters in Minneapolis and St. Louis, yeah. The Minneapolis
two
ones.
Two nights in Minneapolis.
Two nights. And, you know, they're so fun. The crowds are so great. And downtown Minneapolis, I actually teased Taylor a little bit because I was like, well, you know, last time I was in Minneapolis, I played the Target Center.
Right.
So this is kind of a step down. I mean, this is like a cute little 2,000-seater.
That was like your biggest money.
By far. Yeah. 10,000. Yeah,
yes,
it's insane.
That was your
biggest
show.
Yeah, by 4,000 people, you know. Yep. The second biggest was the State Fair, you know. That was the third biggest. The second biggest was that big church in Louisville. These were all during the John, you know, big tour date. So
there was the Liberty. There was another really
Liberty
big.
Liberty was like 4 or 5. Yeah. Liberty looked bigger because it's like an arena. But, you know, it was not as big as like the State Fair. But anyways, unbelievable shows. So much fun. Minneapolis is right in the heart of downtown there, which is really cool. It's actually a ton of like theaters and venues.
Yeah, usually
on
the theaters are.
That's what
right
I love
there.
The best about it. Like it was, we shared a wall with First Avenue, which is a legendary rock venue. It's like where Purple Rain was shot. It's like Prince's come up venue. Mm-hmm. And so we went and toured around there and you know, there were some industry folk who were there on the tour with us. And, you know, like Taylor's manager was like, to me, it's like First Ave and the Troubadour. Like, these are the great venues in, these are like the two most iconic. And then we were texting our friend Dustin, who's a musician. And I was like, have you played here before? And he's like, oh, yeah, so many times. Like, I love all that stuff. The connection.
Yeah.
And
when you start talking to musicians, they start talking theaters. A lot.
Well, they don't do theaters a lot. Like,
like venues.
Yeah. Like rock stars. I mean, like, it depends.
Like,
it depends.
Drew was talking a lot about theaters.
It depends on the type of act. You're right.
Mid, you know, level.
Exactly. Well, I mean, what I mean by that is, like, yes, of course, bands play theaters and stuff, but they play like rock venues a lot too. Music venues. Music venues can be, and then that, because Saturday, that's what we did, was a music venue. It was, I forget what it was called.
St. Louis.
In St. Louis. The pageant? Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of times they all start to blur together. There's so many Paramounts. There's so many Foxes. There's only Pantages. There's so many. There's only a few names of them. But it was like a rock venue and it was super cool. And all of like the pictures and stuff of the role were the bands that played there. So all that to say, thank you for those of you guys coming out. And thank you to those of you backseaters and fans that came out to my show at the St. Louis Helium last night, Sunday night. We appreciate you guys coming there. It was just a funny career contrast. I love it.
Sure.
I'm very grateful. I have no complaints about it. I'd have it no other way that I go from performing, you know, with Taylor's crowds for 4 or 5,000 people, you know, in St. Louis, and then I sell 58 tickets at the basement next to it. Literally, and I said this because the business next to it had become a Spirit. And that's what was my joke.
I was like,
if there were 10 less people here, we would be a part of the Spirit. They would have acquired this room as well. We were just right there. So, but those of you who came out, thank you so much. Only we've got 5 dates left on the School Night Headliner tour for the rest of the year. I think we're going to add 2 more. You don't know about one of them. But I think we're going to add 2 more. But what we
for
have left for sure for 2021 is this Wednesday, 9/22, we're at the Irvine Improv. You'll be there for that, maybe, theoretically.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. and then October 6th, Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis. November 17th, the Improv in Milwaukee. November 18th, the Improv in Chicago. And December 5th, Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City. San
Just to
Diego.
Clarify. Yeah.
San Diego, fingers crossed, happening soon. And then, I think we're going to have a Bay Area one. I think we're going to work on that. But
nice.
Here's the thing. When you have to wait for people, it's just, what is it? You know, the line that I quote the most from The Dark Knight, which is, I quote comic book movies all the time, but it's sometimes you have to do everything yourself.
Yes. That's a great line.
Now, granted, he's mm-hmm. about to blow up a boat of citizens or or prisoners, depending
right.
on...
Right. Yes. But it's a great line.
It's very demoralizing. Why don't people care about my stuff as much as I care about my stuff?
It's impossible.
It is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you, everybody, who came out to those shows, and hope to see you guys at some upcoming shows. While I was gone on...
Oh, and by the way, we had some... Patreon meet and greets happen.
Oh yeah, well. yeah, absolutely. So, Tiffany, yeah. We saw in Minneapolis.
I think you had a fan see you with Taylor and in St. Louis over the weekend.
I don't think I had a patron in St. Louis.
Not a Patreon, but a fan.
We had a lot of fans.
That came to multiple shows of yours.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think that was on your Instagram.
Oh, are you the person who said, or are you saying the person that said seeing Dustin for the third time this week?
Yeah.
That was a comic.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Never mind. Well, maybe they're a comic fan.
It's not even a human. No. Actually, she was a comic. Okay. She was very nice. And she did come to the show in St. Louis. And then she sat with Taylor. And then the story there is, so Saturday.
Oh, and then you did your
story.
Extra.
This is a good story, actually. So Saturday, we finished up the story, the show in St. Louis. And I was like, you know what? I'm a little tired. I'm going to go grab a drink. I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to go grab a drink. And I go up to the bar and like, hey, we have to take you to the Halo Lounge or the Halo Bar or something like that. It was like technically
not in the theater.
It was attached to it. It was in the same building, but you had to go through another door, just a, you know, another room in it. And I walked in and there was a show and I was like, oh, cool. There's a show here. And, you know, there was like, it was a spillover from people who had been
at the
show before, so they all kind of knew me right away, and like people were like,
another comedy show.
Yeah, it was another comedy show. It was like a showcase, but it kind of had a mic vibe to it, you know.
Yeah.
And like there were like three comics doing 15 minutes or something like that, and then so I go in and a couple people know me right away.
I stumbled into a show,
and the host, who was a very nice guy, his name is slipping me, I'm sorry, he was very funny too, because he hosted for me in St. Louis. He ended up doing the Helium show too. He's very funny. I forgot his name. Mm-hmm. I should look up his name, but I don't have my phone. I'm not gonna be able to. I'm sorry, I forgot it, but Ronald, something like that. But it doesn't matter. He was very funny, and he was like, hey, do you want to do some time? Like, very sarcastically. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, I'm just sitting here waiting to get my drink anyways. And my status looks way better than it actually is as a comic. Because, like, in my own town, I'd be one of the comics too in 15 minutes. But I look like a god because I was just on this theater show.
Stage, yeah.
When I'm not, you know, like, and they're like, it was like one of those, like, people were like, I can't believe it. And then I got up there and I was like, I was open micing it.
Well, it looked like a completely empty room.
No, that was a bad shot, but there were it was a lot of comics, and there's some people who had been left over for the show, and I was like, you guys just saw me at like the pinnacle. I mean, this is the best 25 minutes I've ever written. I've been on these theater shows. I'm closing with TJ and you're the only one I picked, like bang bang, like because it's a theater show. I'm not gonna bring my notebook up there.
Yeah,
it's my job to be as good as I can. Now, listen, we're doing some of the other stuff too. I'm not, you know, full on hacking it up there, or it's not a hack to do your old material, but you get it. And so I literally just got out my phone and just kind of worked out a couple premises, and it was an open mic. So that's, but it was funny. I went and saw, I go back to the green room, and Taylor's like, there you are. Like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, yeah. She was like, I didn't call you. I just worried. Cause I just like, maybe something wrong with the kids. Like, where did he go?
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, I just went and did a set. She's like, you did a set? and then she'd been texting Sam, her boyfriend, who's also a comic. Yeah. Like, where is he? And she's like, he did a set. And he was like, that rules.
You smelled it. It was close.
I was like, I've got a problem. But also, I'm like, I was in the room. I'm not gonna walk out and be like, you know, I felt like the right thing to do as a comic. But that was Saturday. What we're here to talk about.
Seven shows over the weekend.
I did Thursday, Friday, Friday, Saturday, 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 Sunday. Yeah, I did seven shows.
It's a lot.
And I didn't feel like I did enough because never enough. Never enough. Never. That's how I feel in my soul. But yep. That being said,
can't help you there.
What happened on Friday while I was out, slumming it up in Minneapolis, which is a cool mm-hmm. town. And at a certain hour, you're like, time to get back inside, which a lot sure. of downtowns are.
Yeah.
So we go
theater district.
Yeah. It was also like this. It was a theater district, but you're like, there's a lot going on here. It's also the nightclub district, or uh-huh. they don't have names. It's the downtown epicenter, and Minneapolis is a huge city. So, anyways, we do the thing, and you and I are texting, and it's this Friday night, and yeah. Joel mm-hmm. doesn't have football practice.
Yeah, Joel had an away game on Thursday night.
Right. Right.
Down which by they won. Balboa.
Our first away football game.
Well, not he's had scrimmages, yeah. but yes.
And then on Saturday.
Like he rode the bus.
Yeah.
Right? Rode the bus back.
Classic.
To the locker room. And
classic.
Had to get picked up again.
Football is one of the ones that's big enough that you'd kind of require the bus, like track. What was funny yeah. is when we would take the bus in baseball, there'd be like 15 of us. Like, all right, everybody gets four rows to themselves.
Yeah, track was like one bus or two.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, track, well, because you guys just acquire people for points. You're like, can you move forward consecutively?
Could you jump into this sand pit?
Could you throw something? Could you throw this stick in the ground and kind of hurl yourself up? That one's hard. That one's your sister.
Those are all so hard. Oh,
I mean, shot put to be good at is hard.
I would be terrible at everything you just listed.
Yeah, well, you know,
because it depends on your body type.
You are both the most accomplished athlete in our family and the worst athlete in our family.
Sure.
You're both of those things. And that you coordinate. I mean,
some sports require a specific.
You know why you could never do like pole vault? You could never do pole vault because you're too careful. Pole vault?
Yeah.
You're way too mm-hmm. careful. And high jump and long jump, what you have to do, to use our kids' quotes, mom never fully sends it.
Oh, no. No.
Mom just never goes, I'm going to give it everything. And like, I mean, over your track, of course, but that's like a steady, longer endurance type thing.
There's no hurdles. It's just you and the track.
No.
Yeah.
No, just emotional hurdles.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you think about while you were running?
Not as much as you would have.
Like on like your race day.
You're keeping track of where everyone is.
A race is different.
You're pretty much telling yourself to go faster and faster.
Yeah.
Go harder.
Yeah.
That's okay. So you're going fast. Now go faster.
Go fast. Go faster.
Keep going fast and then faster.
Fast, fast, fast.
Yes. Just Ricky Bobby. Yeah.
If you ain't first, you're last. No, come on, babe.
Okay.
Keep up.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
It's the hardest I've ever seen you laugh in a movie theater. The knife scene. But, okay.
Yes. Oh, I love a dumb
physical humor.
A dumb physical.
You can't get enough of it.
Yes. That's why.
I think we might have been in high school when that movie came out, too. So, or shortly thereafter. So, Joel decides he has his game on Thursday, mm-hmm. takes the bus.
Yep. So, he doesn't have practice Friday.
Did they have freshman cheerleaders? Do they have
yeah. They actually traveled, and we were on the field for this away game.
Like, just standing?
They didn't have bleachers for us.
Nice.
And so, it was actually crazy to watch a football game, like
that close.
I was like, these guys are huge. That was crazy, but we did bring our cheerleaders. I thought it was the other team. They have a second outfit.
Oh my gosh.
So I didn't recognize them, but the girls, our girls were like, they're saying Helix. Sure enough, our cheerleaders travel.
Our freshman cheerleaders travel and have an away outfit.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. They're getting better too. They're getting some more cheers. They're getting better.
Melissa told me last week.
I was skeptical.
Melissa told me last week in a different life you would have been a college cheerleader. And I was like, oh, you'd have been that good. And you didn't for 1 second question it. This is a girl who didn't do cheer in high school. And I was like, you didn't even do it in high school. And you're like, because they sucked.
No, I didn't say it like
you
that.
You said because they were terrible.
I was a Texas cheerleader.
Yeah, as like an 11-year-old.
Eighth grader. Yeah.
You made the jump from middle school Texan to be like, no, I'd have been a college. I'd have been down at the University of Miami.
The thing is like cheer programs just vary so much.
Yeah.
Like either they tumble and they do stunts or they don't.
Yeah.
And in Texas, that's like not optional.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Because we were doing that in like sixth grade.
Oh, I had someone come up to me after a show this week and was like, we love the pod. We love your wife. We love that Melissa's on it. Also, we lived in Burke Burnett for 3 years.
No way.
And they're like, because I was like, Air Force. And they're like, yeah, like, that's the only reason. First off, Burke Burnett, ding, ding, ding. 3 to 4 years, ding, ding, yeah. Ding, ding. I don't know, what were you? You were just working at the Arby's for 3 years in Wichita Falls? You're like, it's a little cheaper. We like to live outside the city.
The falls, though.
The falls are like, I kid you not, it is the most aggressive term for falls.
It's a water feature.
I've been to Hyatt's with more impressive waterfalls than Wichita Falls. I have seen rainforest cafes with better waterfalls than the falls of which Wichita Falls was named after. You could fall off Wichita Falls, not be hurt.
Well, they're artificial.
It's like Wichita stumbles. That's what it is. Falls is too big of a word. It's ridiculous. I drove by and I was like, that's it? That's the namesake of the city? Plus, I think it might be man-made, right? It's it has to be man-made.
Absolutely man-made.
Because there's no water running through there.
All the rocks look fake, too.
Listen, this is coming from a guy from a city called Federal Way, which was literally named the old the name highway. After Pack Highway. So.
Yeah.
What am I? Who am I to crap on a city's
Pacific
name?
Pacific Highway.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, I took my sixth grade cheer pictures at Wichita Falls.
Sure. If you could have
the landmark.
If you could have Mama Hoagland send those in, I'd love to see them. And I'd be like, that right there is college material.
No, but like, don't you feel like in another life you would have done like college intramurals? Or
well, that was like
not fraternity, well, that's but what like we,
that was the context of it brought up. That was the context of it brought up.
Yeah, we were at UW.
We were at UW, and I drove. Mm-hmm. We drove by a house that I almost moved into.
Yeah,
and I go, yeah. Mm-hmm. And in a different life, I would have had a more proper college, experience.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I had to go get married and have these kids.
I mean, somebody had to.
Somebody had to get this life started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had. Trauma sophomore year that was like, all right, I'm a grown up now, you know.
Yeah, so, of high school.
Yeah, it's time to get moving here. So, thus the married at 19 stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, I had to put you on lock. This wild stallion over here.
Yeah.
Joel having all this solo time, big gap after school, mm-hmm. going to the varsity game.
Full, oh yeah.
All mm-hmm. worrisome. One thing that didn't make me worry though. That what? Helped me feel at ease, Bark Technologies.
Yes.
Because you're not with your kid there, and you want them to have a phone. You kind of need them to have a phone. You want the tracker. You want to be able to text you, call mm-hmm. you, be in touch, all those kind of things. But what are they doing on their phone that whole time? But you don't have to worry about it. That's the best thing about Bark is I just feel like I'm not worried. I'm at ease right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because even when you're not scanning the phone... Bark is,
while
giving the kids still privacy and respect.
Exactly. If you guys aren't familiar with Bark, it's a parental control phone monitor app that helps keep kids safe online. Does a lot of different stuff. It looks like you're about to tell me about it, Mel. Hit me.
Yeah, so Bark monitors your child's texts, emails, YouTube, and 30-plus apps and social media platforms mm-hmm. for issues.
What's it looking
at? And these
at?
Are the big issues. Issues like cyberbullying, adult content, sexual predators, profanity, suicidal ideation, threats of violence, mm-hmm. et cetera.
And that can be on like an older kid, like for our kid's phone, but it also mm-hmm. can be for younger kids doing what kind of stuff?
Yes, tablets, video games, YouTube, which you already mentioned.
Which sometimes you gotta have YouTube
iPad.
Or you gotta have that iPad watch your kid while you take a shower.
Exactly.
You know, because you've hit too many days in a row of dry shampoo, and people are starting to notice.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to be like, okay, it's been a few days for Mel because she's been running and she hasn't been showered.
Just, you know, quick rinse off, but not the hair.
Sometimes you look worse at pickup than you did at drop off. Not you,
which is remarkable because they just roll out of bed.
I'm not saying you personally. I'm saying as adult parents, they're like, man, you had 6 hours to get it together, and you have what looks like second bedhead, like you went back to sleep.
Yeah.
I wonder how many parents do that. Just straight up. Just drop their kids off and then sleep until pickup. I mean, parents that work nights.
Maybe like a nurse.
Yeah.
Okay, you are off here.
That's all I do.
So,
all this,
you can
guys,
set time limits and create schedules to help keep your kids safe and on track with their online content use.
All this and more. And the offer for you guys are Backseaters. You get a free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription if you go to Bark and use promo code Don't Make Me. We have a link in the show notes in the description down there. That is promo code Don't Make Me for a free 7-day trial. That's all one word, no apostrophe. 15% off for the life of your subscription.
Bark Technologies, keeping your kids safe online.
We'll get it.
Yeah.
We'll find that we had all the right words there. We just didn't use the right variations of those words.
Yeah.
So yeah, Joel was on the bus. You know, like, it was nice. It's crazy to think about, though, because you said this today, because it didn't, you know, when I'm working the road, sometimes like I'm not here, so I don't feel the exact.
The weight of it.
It doesn't click that I go, oh my gosh, he got out of school at 3:00.
Or early. The game was at 3:30, so he left school. Like, the bus left at like 2-ish, right? They got to leave school early.
I'm talking about Friday now.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the bus was Thursday.
So Friday, Friday day, he gets out of school at 3:30.
3-ish, yeah.
3-ish.
Mm-hmm.
The game is at 7.
He
it
tells
is a JV.
Me,
okay.
Yeah, he tells me he wants to stay on campus until the varsity game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, those are usually at 7.
Right. You're like, there's a huge gap right now.
But just let me know, you know. And so there was a JV game, mm-hmm. you know, maybe at like 5 or something.
Right. Which
maybe 4:30.
Which he has some peers in it.
Yeah. So all the football guys are fairly close, and they kind of like the varsity and JV kind of watch
the freshman game
on Thursday. They're around often. So, yeah, sure enough.
It's a family, Melissa.
They're a family.
It's Olive Garden. When they're here. Their family.
I was thinking the mob, but yes. So he left the house at 7:30, and I picked him up about 9:15 when he was so hungry.
Yeah,
because he was ready to leave.
Wait, that's what you told me. He's like, how long can you go without eating? Or what did you say?
Yeah, I was like, I mean, you'll eventually ask for a ride.
Yeah,
yeah,
because you're hungry.
Yeah, because so what actually happened was I had scheduled haircuts for the kids, and this is like a classic thing that you can't. You know, it takes time to teach a teenager, like, oh, you have a commitment and you can't get out of it.
Right.
And like that commitment affects other people. And
yeah, these are their jobs.
So he was like, can you bring me money so I can eat? Right. And I was like, yes,
you got Venmo,
I
bro?
Can pick you up for your haircut.
Yeah.
And get you something to eat. And he's like, I'll be okay. Because he didn't want to get his haircut on Friday. And it worked out. The haircut lady, I just got the girls' haircuts.
Right.
They didn't really need them, but they got them.
She's like, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah. So it's pretty hard to schedule a haircut for high schooler if they're playing a sport because they're never home.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. He went to that game till 9. They get picked up at 7:30.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like 14 and a half hours.
He was gone from 7:30 to 9. That's insane.
Yeah.
Just like that, you're like, I mean, this kid's not even in her. But then that's what we were saying when we were in Seattle. We were just like, because we were getting a little reflective. And you're just like, oh, my gosh. Like, yeah, I didn't. Especially during your sports season. Now, Joel's not going to, I mean, he might. He's talking about doing wrestling, and we're making him do a season of track. So he might be a 3-sport athlete his freshman year. That you're like, but especially your sports seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are gone.
Yep.
And then when you start driving, you're gone.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I'll see you on winter break.
You're like Christmas Day?
I know. Yeah. It is wild. It's crazy. Like it's, and in some ways it's like, I don't want to say a relief because you miss them, but you're also just like, all right, but you really feel the weight. I guess I feel like the preciousness or like the, what's the word that I'm looking for? You're just,
so brief, so it's so important.
Yeah, the scarcity of the conversations mm-hmm. adds like weight to them that you're like, yeah. When Joel's home and talking, I don't ignore the girls, but I definitely prioritize him.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I mean, I don't know how many words I'm going to get out of you, you know, today just on a pure hour space, but him and I text a lot.
Yeah, that's the great thing.
I made that joke the other day, like people think I thought it was going to be harder than parenting a teen, but it ends up you just have to be able to, you have to have a strong meme game. Like me and Joel just send memes to each other and it's
yeah.
But it's like stuff like that and us playing like a fantasy football team together and texting about yeah. sports. You're like, mm-hmm. I mean, but our friends, the O'Neills, when we were up in Seattle, we're talking about how like, you know, you at a certain point, or wasn't it the O'Neills or was somebody else who was talking about your kids hit an age where you just actually like, you kind of get to enjoy them as friends. Oh, I think it was Micah was saying it. Our friend Micah mm-hmm. was saying about their oldest, because they're going to a music festival where yeah. you're just like, mm-hmm. no, you're just like an adult who I like your company. We have things in common. We yeah. enjoy one another.
Most of what I've learned about 20-year-olds and stuff is like, you're still parenting them, but you're mainly just like keeping your mouth shut because they're going to have to figure it out themselves.
Yeah. And what?
Unless they ask you for advice.
This is true of me and you. For sure, what you don't welcome from your parents is unsolicited advice because yeah. it feels mm-hmm. childish. It feels like I'm not a kid anymore. You don't get just don't just tell me what to do without me asking what to do.
Yeah. And I think that.
Not that I've ever had any relationship right. like with this with either of my parents.
There's this like little phrase where it's like coach, police officer, advisor, or something like the okay. three phases of parenting.
Sure.
Right? Like, yeah. I'm botching it, but.
The first one would be like police officer, right? Or like.
Yeah, like keep them alive. And then coach yeah. is like speaking into things.
Right.
And then like, I don't know, advisor. It would right. be like the like yeah, you should not have yeah. $0 in your bank account or something. You know?
Right, right. Like it's 2006, don't buy a house.
The market's crashing tomorrow.
Hey, are you guys sure? Because you make a combined 60K a year. You sure you want to go on in this 300K townhome?
And you're pregnant.
Yeah. You sure? Because you both work for nonprofits.
And but the bank will.
And also your over the top patriarchal church is going to tell you to have your wife stop working soon. So maybe.
Even though she has a very flexible company that will absolutely accommodate.
Yeah. Maybe.
Her lifestyle.
Maybe don't buy right now. But we wouldn't have heard it.
It was meant to be.
It was like, meant to be. Yeah.
It was literally, if you remember, there was another offer and they took ours. A higher offer.
Yeah, I know. They took ours. And we had pastors being like, oh, that's such a cool God story. And you're like, I mean, I guess.
It's a God story of suffering.
In hindsight, yeah. Oh, that was old Melissa coming out. That was God reigning over your pain. You're the sovereign, I mean. You're saying your suffering was meant to
oh,
be.
Oh, that's a very that's early school. 2000s term.
That's an old suffering. School. The sovereignty of suffering.
Sovereignty of suffering. That should be a book.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
No, God wants you to suffer.
You know what? Some people, that's another name for this podcast, actually.
Sovereign suffering. There it is.
Oh.
The supremacy of God in your suffering.
Oh my gosh. Guys,
I need to stop.
Can I tell you about Munchie Mug?
Cherishing God in your suffering. Okay.
You know what
I'm
is
done.
Suffering? Is having to clean up snacks that your kids spill up around the... You You know when you find yourself cursing God's sovereign plan for your life the most?
In the back of your van.
When you're cleaning
the
up.
The floor of your van.
You're cleaning up some squished grapes in the car seat. When you hear a thing of peanuts fall out.
The goldfish.
And you know that it's in between the seats. You know when you hear the cup rattle out? Like, no.
Or the Cheerios.
Claire dropped a drawer today. Did you notice it yet?
No.
You will when you open that drawer and you see how Dad put it back together.
Oh, the game drawer.
The game drawer. Uh-oh. Which is full of like dominoes and like marbles. It was the most dramatic drawer that you could drop.
That's a big, heavy drawer.
Thankfully, it didn't like hit her. She's like, my knee hurts. I was like, I think you just got scared. Like, you just dropped a big, heavy drawer full of dominoes. But had all the dominoes been in Munchie Mugs, no problem whatsoever. Guys, Munchie Mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market. Whenever you got little foods in your life that you don't want to spill, then you're going to put it in your Munchie Mug. It's got a nice little fabric lid that kids love. It's dishwasher safe. It comes in a variety of different colors. It's made right here in the USA. And if you guys are backseaters, which you are if you're listening to this, not only do you get the normal free shipping that always comes with Munchie Mug, you're going to get 25% off your entire order, which means if you order one or 71 Munchie Mugs, you're getting 25% off that order. All you have to do is go to munchiemug.com and use promo code DON'TMAKEME. That's all one word, no apostrophe. Don't make me, and you're going to get that deal for you backseaters. Munchie Mug.
Making life less messy.
Bing.
Bing.
We'll get it. So all of a sudden, Joel is a high schooler at a football game, and all I can think about is how you wish you were Joel.
They had a theme, a spirit theme.
You love planning things so much. And yet you hate it at the same time. You do have kind of a masochist relationship with event planning that you're like, I love this, but I hate it. You would never know that you love it while you're doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think
there's no part of me that's like, man, Melissa's enjoying herself right now.
I planned so many events.
Right.
And I have no rhyme to my reason.
No,
I'll be like, do this over here, do this over here.
Your workflow is so chaotic.
And it's all in my head.
And you get bogged down on some of these details.
I know.
We had this today when I was trying to explain. I was like, hey, I think maybe we're going to do this. And it was this very simple thing regarding like a payment and a donation and something like that. And you just started talking for probably close to 12 minutes on stuff that was adjacent and in the field of what we were talking about. And then I was like, I think I'll email the accountant.
But I would love that because I will, this happens in our business. I will explain something the same way I've explained it like five times to you. And it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for you.
Well, because you don't understand it. And there's no way I'm going to understand it because you're trying to explain to me something you don't understand. And I'm not saying you're bad at your job. You're great at your job. But I'm like, I mean, there's no, you do what you do. This is how your brain works.
I took two accounting classes.
If I say something.
One accounting class.
If I say something anywhere related to something that has stressed you out before, all you can focus in is on that stress aspect.
Yeah, and it's the emotions.
If you go like, this was like, you get into like the dirty, nitty gritty part of the details. And I'm like, we're not even really talking about that. I just said donation. And you're like, oh, well, we had a problem with the donation 6 months ago. I was like, I understand, but that's not what's happening right here. And I need you to not get so bogged down in that stuff. And then I'll be like,
it's
I
not
think
a strength.
And then I'll
of
be like,
mine.
I think you're not, I think you might be overcomplicating it. And then you yell at me.
I didn't yell at you.
No, but you do shut down and you're like, Dustin.
I did not yell at you.
We had a great fight this last week.
Oh, man.
Where we said, we hit a stalemate. Do you know the term stalemate? Where you're like, yeah, you go, we hit a stalemate where you go, it's really important for you to be right. You have to be right. And I go, yeah, and you can't be wrong. And we both kind of were like, I mean, fair. Those are both. It's a real rock and a hard place type situation. You know, immovable object, yeah. Unstoppable force. Mm-hmm. What's because you're like, no, I mean, this does. A lot of our conflict comes down to both of these things. And you're like, well, you were like, well, I hate how you always have to try and prove to me that you're right. And I'm like, yeah, but no, I do that because you're unwilling to ever be wrong. Like, you know, no time in our marriage have you ever been like, my bad, I was wrong on that. And you're like, well, I hate the way you prove it to. So it actually kind of started to turn into like a chicken and the egg type situation. You're like, no, but what was first? What caused this? You unwilling to be wrong or right. Me having to be right?
But actually, what was good about it was there was a little time, and then I was like, this is not worth it. All relationships need compromise.
By little time, I left for, I think, an hour.
Yeah, but you didn't storm out.
No. We weren't fighting, but like, I went and I, did something,
time
right?
Is good for me. Time is good for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and I...
And you want to solve it, and I... Because I did. I said, like, I'm sorry.
About an hour later.
Yeah, what which is really good for me.
Yeah, that is true. And then I jokingly was like, I was right.
Yes. Because
it's always anyway, triggered.
We're supposed to be talking about high school.
Well,
so why don't you talk about your high school?
In our defense, we've been fighting like this since high school. Because we were together in high school.
Yes.
And one of the more significant moments in our relationship was me telling you, I think you might be a little overly stressed and taking this track stuff a little too intensely. And you're like, nobody's ever said that to me.
Yeah, it's just because you wanted to hang out with me the night before my race.
Was that it?
Yeah. You were hanging out and I was like, I'm nervous.
I think you were being mean too.
Well.
With Joel being in high school and doing all these things, what percentage of you were like, give me your emotional breakdown of him being gone? Like, it's kind of nice to not have the extra body around the house. That's percentage. Like, that's a chunk. Mm-hmm. I'm a little nervous. How's he doing? This is so fun for him. Mm-hmm. What's your emotional, I'm proud of him. What? How's it all breaking down? Oh my gosh, I used to have a little baby boy.
It's a lot of different things because last week there was that like, you know, TikTok viral challenge where a lot of kids were destroying high school.
Still happening.
And middle school property.
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing
in
the world.
Airing it. You know,
Helix has one open bathroom for boys right now.
Yeah. They're taking mirrors, paper towel holders, doors, sinks.
That's how
they're breaking toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Gloria's school too, the middle school. And so like, everyone has, you know, someone got suspended.
How are they not getting caught on these? Are they posting the videos themselves of them doing it?
Yeah, but I don't think...
I know I sound like a real boomer here, but...
I don't think they just have the plus, security. I have more followers. Like, you can't have security in the bathrooms.
They need to bring me in and be like, listen, I got more followers on TikTok than all you punks.
You could video them.
Come up with some creative content. Be an original. Yeah, stop destroying people's
vandalism.
Property.
Yeah.
This janitor's a veteran. Quit giving him a hard time.
The janitors need to get on TikTok.
Wow, janitor talk would be good.
Yeah.
That's what it would be
and
called.
Then the kids would, they'd meet him on their level.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the kids would be like, I'm sorry, I didn't even think about this.
Yeah.
How this affects you.
I bet there's going to be, mm-hmm. there's going to be a new thing, you know, like there's like, you know, TED Talks are like 20 minute things. There's going to be a new one called TikToks. Just like a little 60-second inspirational. Has to be vertical. Has to be, you know.
For the kids.
TikToks. TikToks is wild. That joke that I have about TikToks right now. Like, can you send me a series of instructional TikToks is crushing. Because and then I do this. I do the little motion. Uh-huh. Because people are, like, realizing, like, this app is wild. Like, this app will have that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Where
there's
people are, like,
so
destroying these things. And then there's a
TikTok.
Ton of therapists on there. And then there's, like, I've gotten, like, legit... helpful experience on how to like our advice on how to slow my heart rate when I'm stressed and feeling a little panicky and then
ADHD
that always works two times then my brain's like whenever I try and like do a breathing thing and my brain's like I know what you're doing you can't
I can't be
you can't trick me I want to panic right now I'm not gonna fall for looking up in trying to take deep breaths
I see a table I see a beanbag.
That happened to me. I was getting a few times the last month, my heart rate was getting pretty high, and I was like, oh yeah, I learned this trick, and it worked twice. And the next time I went back up, and it made me more stressed because it was like, I know what you're doing. You can't contain me.
I do the square. But that stuff just works better for me.
Yeah.
I don't have the racing mind like you do usually.
Racing mind.
Yeah.
I mean, you did have the racing mind to be a competitive racer. It's so, what's the emotional breakdown?
Oh, so, okay. So I'm like, hey, you're there after school. Are you, you know, hanging out with good kids? You're not stealing from the convenience store.
Right. We've come to accept that he's smoking. We get that.
Stop. Like, you know, I'm like, you can't miss a pool party. Go to this pool party. It's like a youth group pool party.
Right. What are you talking about? That was a different day.
No, it's my, and then I'm thinking like, don't flip and bust your chin open. Like,
okay. So hold on.
This is one weekend.
No, you're confusing listeners.
Okay.
Okay. So you're saying all, now I'm not talking about just at the football game. But you're talking about the whole, my kid's in high school. He's gone all the time.
Yeah, this is what you're thinking. Worries are like, is he going to crack his head open at the pool?
Are you
being
safe? Are you being careful?
Is he going to say thank you to the host? Is
motherly stuff.
Be nice to his friends, his youth group friends? Is he going to, you know, like, be respectful and kind?
Are these worries? Are you worried about these? Or are you just more like kind of thinking about it?
Both.
Right.
Yeah. And then at the game, I'm like, is he having fun? Did he find some friends to sit with? Like, is he too hungry?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Here's a question for you. This is going to be a real, real hard one for you.
What?
You know, as he gets older and he has a car, will you be able to go to sleep while he's gone? Because you do worry a little, but also you love sleep.
I know.
And you can go to sleep so easily.
Well, I kind of tricked him this weekend because he only gets like one night off, right? Like Saturday night, you know, with his life and schedule. Sometimes Friday too. But I had friends come over and then I let him have a sleepover here with that friend. So I kind of tricked him to stay home.
Right.
Because I brought the friend that I like over.
Nice.
And then with our tech, you know, in order and stuff, I totally went to bed. Like with them awake.
Yeah, that's different though. He's here. But I mean him if he was like out
no,
and about.
No, but I still, you know, it's a small house. I'm like, I want to be up if
well, we've got Bark Technologies, but
no, but that's what I'm saying is like there's trust involved when I say like, okay, the alarm's set, good night.
Right. But what I'm saying
is they're up.
When he's driving.
Oh,
could you
go
to bed while he's out? Not while he's up, while he's out.
Because
you're like, how late can
a
kid stay out?
Well, because then you have to set a curfew and all that.
Right, yeah. I mean, listen, it's not fair to ask me because when I was in high school, I was working jobs that I would get home at like midnight. You know, I was like, all right, I'm closing it out back tonight, closing at AMC. You know, those were like 10, 11,
driving
midnight.
To see my girlfriend in Seattle.
You know, that's true. But, you know, my dad was still pretty checked out by that point. You know,
you were pretty solo. That's why you're at my house.
Yeah, that's true. Your dad was gone, and your brother was gone, so I was the man of the house. Your dad was living in California at that point, and so I was
my senior year.
I was there to go be the man there for a while, or to be the dude around, and you know, have a chill vibe. But yeah, I mean, I might as well. There was no one. There was a lot of time. There was just
four
no
women.
One when I think about my high school years, I'm like, not only was I not in the house, I'm not even sure where my dad was. I just think about that house being empty quite a bit.
It was empty.
Yeah. I mean, because my dad worked a lot, and then he vacationed a lot. He would vacation. Well, and he would also just go down to Oregon a lot. Like, it wasn't like he was always doing the Vegas stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, would you think you'd be able to?
Oh, I mean, yes and no.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, when he went to the mall 2 weekends ago, I was like, who are you with? Where are you going next?
Right.
Who's picking you up? It's
right.
Because when I'm like solo parenting, you know, I'm like, I got two other kids
I've got
to chauffeur around and
negotiate
plans with.
Yeah.
And so that's where you're like, I mean, I don't want to pick you up at 10:30. Like,
No. The phone is so nice where you can just like touch base. That's so different than what we had. You know? I mean, we both had like old clunky or like, well, I mean, they were old then, but the old style. We both had clunky phones that were just that. Like, this is here too.
No internet. But then we would come home and instant message.
Well, yeah. I mean,
everyone.
I had to see if Cheermail was on.
Yeah.
She wasn't a cheerleader at the time, but she was Cheermail, college Cheermail. So what are the other, you have that worry, but what are the other things? Are the other emotions?
I want him to be like challenged in school and inspired in like different fields.
You're thinking about this while like, he's at a career. Pool party. You're answering a million different questions other than what I'm asking.
Okay. I don't remember the initial question
What are the emotions that you're feeling while he's gone? You're worried about, are you being safe?
Yeah, you know? I'm asking like all the basics.
Okay.
Does he have friends? Is he full? Or, you know.
But your stuff of the broader high school things.
Like, did he put on sunscreen?
That's hilarious. But that is an interesting point, though. That is things that you're, I think, because high school, I think I said this on the pod before. I remember what high school feels like. You obviously don't remember every day, but you have.
No.
Thousands of memories from high school.
Yeah.
You have some memories from middle school and some memory and even less memories from elementary school.
Yeah.
You can bring up, I mean, people never get over high school. It's that significant in their lives. You know, you remember
formational
all the
whatever.
Feelings. You remember every class you ever had. You remember most of your teachers' names.
Yeah.
You remember what the hallways felt like. You remember the assemblies because you planned them. You remember all these things, you know. And so that's what it is. You kind of feel that weight with your high schooler that you are like, I want you to be challenged, but I want you to have fun. I want you to feel safe. I want you to...
Try
new things, but not the bad ones. Try all the new good things. Don't rip off a paper towel dispenser on TikTok. To quote
the Spider-Man movie Homecoming, when the villain's daughter goes out with Spider-Man to prom or homecoming.
Vulture.
And he goes, have fun, but not too much fun.
Yeah. And he's holding the knife.
Yeah.
Michael
in
Keaton's
the kitchen.
So good.
Yeah.
You need Michael Keaton in a generally affiliated winged creature role. Birdman, Vulture, Batman. He's your guy.
There you go. Yeah. He's great in that movie. What about you, Dustin? What about your feelings?
Well, we're at 50 minutes. The podcast is over. Tune in next week.
Dustin's feelings. He's gonna bear it all. Your face right now.
I'm not as present. I'm more like, oh man, we only got this kid for
ethereal.
4 more years. Yeah, I'm more like that. It's kind of the end of his childhood. That's more where I'm at.
Yeah.
I go, we got him for 4 more Christmases at home.
This is entirely what you do versus what I do.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, clean up that mess over there.
Yeah, you're small picture, I'm big picture.
And you're like, they're almost adults.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I go, he's almost grown. I've been a terrible father. Because it gets ethereal and then shame.
It's like, it's so... parlays to shame.
I go, oh man, this is almost over. Well, gosh, I got a lot of regrets. So anyways, thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. That's all the feelings you're getting out of me. All right, everybody, thank you so much for being backseaters, listening to the pod. We appreciate you guys.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our patrons at $25 and up per month. Thank you to the Forgotten Friends Reptile TV YouTube channel, to Dave Hoagland, to Jessica Sewell, to Avril Griffiths, to Carrie Teague, to Demarius Diaz Stevens, to Dave Cox, to Farah Journey, to Isaac Taran, to Lori Amos, to Nicole Carraz, to Rachel Kennedy, to Tiffany Payne, Thank you guys so much. We appreciate your contribution to this podcast.